Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Can we, like Elijah, discover God's presence in the still small voice? I'm Ryan Thomas with the highlight from Connecting Faith. Author Ruth Haley Barton, founding president of the Transforming Center, led us on a journey to experience God in our everyday lives through silence and solitude. She says preaching and teaching by themselves are not enough to meet God fully, and she shared a fascinating insight on what God told Elijah regarding his relationship with Elisha and what implications it has for us today.
The way I put it and address that in the book is the fact that God gave Elijah some guidance that he needed, and that I think it's the second to last chapter of the book on finding guidance, that a very natural result of being in solitude and silence is that God does give us guidance for our lives. And for Elijah, it was sort of two-pronged. Elisha wasn't as much of a friend as he was someone, I'm sure he was a friend, but God, I think, was saying to Elijah, you know, the way you've been living your life is unsustainable for you. You need to share the mantle of leadership, because Elisha was to be appointed as prophet, and Elijah was to share his mantle of leadership with Elisha. So it was a friendship, perhaps, but it was more than friendship. It was a shared leadership, and God saying, in order for you to sustain your life for the long term in my service, you're going to need to share the mantle of leadership. So Elisha's your guy. Go appoint him as a junior prophet, and in that way you'll be able to sustain your life until I call you home, until the chariot swings low and calls you home. You'll have a sustainable life. And so that's part of what I see, too, in that aspect of Elisha's story, is that God does deal with us about how we're living our life and helps us to find a way of life that's more sustainable. He also received guidance for appointing a new king in Israel as well. So God actually gave him a strategic, tactical bit of guidance, too, for his life and vocation. So that's a little bit more of what I see in that part of Elijah's story. The main point being that God gave him guidance, and we all need guidance. And in solitude, we don't have to wrestle it from God. God gives it quite naturally, as he knows that we're open to him.
Should we expect answers or questions? I mean, obviously, you know, God's question to Elijah is, what are you doing here, Elijah? I mean, should we expect that this will be a time of questions?
Yes. In fact, one of the things I believe about spiritual formation and our spiritual journeys is that at times the questions we're willing to ask ourselves or to allow God to ask us are more important than the answers we think we know. And the reason for that is that the answers we think we know are sort of like closed rooms and closed boxes where there's no room for God to do or say anything new. You know, we have figured it out. We got God in the box. We're not looking for anything new. We've got the answer. Whereas the right question at the right time can actually throw open a door or a window so that some new wind of the Holy Spirit can blow in and through our lives.